My job at Procter & Gamble is focused on integrating innovation into everything we do. Every business has some central organizing principle that people use as the basis for making decisions, meeting challenges, and creating opportunities. For P&G, it is innovation. Innovation must be the central driving force for any business that wants to grow and succeed in both the short and long terms. We live in a time when the rate of change is such that today's unique product or service becomes tomorrow's commodity. Winning, playing the game better than your competitors, and changing the game when necessary, requires finding a new way to sustain organic revenue and profit growth and consistently improve margins. This means seeing innovation not as something left to the R&D department, but as the central foundation in the way you run your business, driving key decisions, be they choice of goals, strategy, organization structure, resource allocation, commitment to budgets, or development of leadership. All too often, managers decide on a business strategy, what markets to pursue and what products to make, then turn to innovation to support it. This is the wrong way around. Innovation needs to be put at the center of the business in order to choose the right goals and business strategy and make how-to-win choices. It is central to the job of every leader, business unit managers, functional leaders, and the CEO. The CEO, in fact, must also be the CIO, the Chief Innovation Officer. While we will both hone our definition of innovation and fully develop the practical tools for becoming an innovation-centered business, let's simply say that innovation is the foundation for controlling your destiny. It was for P&G, in my experience, the real game-changer, the real source of sustainable competitive advantage, and the most reliable engine of sustainable growth. Innovation is the answer. That's what I learned in the weeks and years after I received an unexpected phone call. Are you ready? It came on June 6, 2000, a few minutes before a business meeting in California. On the line was John Pepper, former chairman and CEO of P&G. John got right to the point. Are you prepared to accept the CEO job at P&G? I was stunned. Just the afternoon before, I had been speaking with Chairman and CEO Dirk Jager about our plans for the final month of the fiscal year. What's happened to Dirk? I asked. He resigned. Why? What happened? I don't have time to go into that now. I just need to know whether you're prepared to do the CEO job for P&G. Of course I am. Then get on a plane as soon as you can and come directly to my office when you arrive back in Cincinnati. Okay. I turned to my colleagues and told them something had come up. I had to leave. On the plane, I considered this sudden and totally surprising turn of events. I tried to put first things first. What would I need to do in the next 24, 48, 72 hours? And what would I need to do in the first week, first month? No question. P&G was struggling. We'd issued a big earnings profit warning in March, and the business was still coming in below expectations. While one of my areas of responsibility, North America, was delivering, my other business, Global Beauty Care, was not going to make its numbers. Other businesses were in even worse shape. Stepping back, I reflected on P&G's recent history. We'd moved to a new global business unit-led strategy. We totally changed the organization structure, moving from local country to global category profit centers. We were adjusting to more global competition, a faster-changing industry landscape, and the challenges of the internet and the so-called new economy. Most of our managers were in new roles. I'd worked in P&G's beauty business for exactly 11 months. In the midst of all this, we'd raised the company's goals to unprecedented levels. 7% to 8% growth in net sales, and 13% to 14% earnings growth. Stretch, innovation, and speed were the orders of the day. Stretch for higher goals. Innovate in all we do. Go fast. Take more risk. All of these are good things in and of themselves. In hindsight, though, we were trying to change too much too fast. Many of our businesses were in no shape to stretch. Too many new products, businesses, and organization initiatives were being pushed into the market before they were ready. Execution suffered, as we too often fired before aiming. We had to come to grips with reality, to see things as they were, not as we wanted them to be.